Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Abounding Ability. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8. I'm going to read the Wiest translation, 2 Corinthians 9, 8. It says, moreover, God is powerful to make every grace superabound to you, in order that always having an all-sufficiency in all things, you may superabound to every good work, even as it stands written, He, the liberal person, scattered abroad, He gave to those who are poor, His righteousness abides forever. You had everything you need in every area, and you had surplus, and you didn't just pile it up at your house. You gave it. Amen. You sowed it. And even in days to come, and even after you're not on the earth anymore, your righteousness remains. Can you say amen? Amen. It abides forever, and your reward will be with you past this life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many like to have a lot more ability?
Yes.
A lot more ability to bless others, to preach the gospel, to help people in need. Well, it's good to want it. That's a good start, but it's not enough. It doesn't come by wishing. It comes by believing, and it comes by doing some things that He told us to do. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. He can bring us into it. Now, if you haven't heard everything that's gone before, it would benefit you to get the CDs, get the DVDs, download it on the website. We've covered a lot of ground already. But if you would, go with me to Matthew 8, verse 19. Matthew 8, 19. A scribe came and said to Jesus, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. Verse 20. Jesus said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay His head. Now some have taken verses like this and they said, well, you know, Jesus was living on the street and He never owned a thing. And if you really want to be spiritual and godly, then you ought to be like Jesus. And of course, that sounds good. Be like Jesus. Now you see why I was laughing a while ago. I almost hear some folks go, boy, you're doing so good, Brother Keith. Why'd you have to bring this up for me? All the scriptures are true. And an understanding of one passage has to agree with the other passages, or it's not right. That's what the Bible talks about, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, I know that sounds right in people's mind, but it's an oversimplistic idea, and it's inconsistent with how people are living. People say, well, you want to be like Jesus. Okay, how far are you going to go with that? He never got married. Does that mean none of us ever are supposed to get married? No children, no family. Of course, you know, if you're married and have a family, it's good to have a house. Place they can call home, a fixed address, at least you can get some mail. School bus knows where to stop. Why am I saying that? Because the interpretation that people have of some of these verses is ignoring hundreds of other verses and twisting something out of it that's not right. That's not true. No, Jesus didn't own buildings and lands. He didn't need to. He was on a short course to the cross. He is our example, and He is also our our substitute, our sacrifice. And we need to divide between, because nobody can be the sacrifice that He is, but all of us can follow the example that He gave us. But what example is that? Jesus was not penniless. And He was not sleeping on the street because He had nowhere to sleep.
Amen.
He stayed in some nice places.
Yes.
He ate good food.
Yes.
He and his ministry staff had enough money, they needed a treasurer.
Yes.
And there was enough money in the treasury bag that the treasurer stole some. And apparently, I mean, if you only got $3 and somebody takes one, everybody's going to know it, right? And of course, if you only got $3, what do you need a treasurer for? And they had enough money to regularly give to the poor. Didn't they? They had wealthy people that were staunch supporters of them. You read about Susanna and folks that were connected to Herod, who was the ruler and the king, followed Jesus and supported them out of their finances. True or not?
Yes.
See, people just ignore all these verses and they twist things around and try to, it's the enemy behind it, because who wants you to where you can't do anything financially and materially? How does it benefit God to give you a job to do? How about the job to the body of Christ of going into all the world and preaching the gospel and give you not enough to do it? How does that benefit Him? No. They're wrong ideas about all this. I tell you what is the right idea, though. Having a bunch of things that are not connected to your call can be a burden, can be a weight, can be a distraction. And Jesus didn't have all of that. Now, what He did need, He had it. He had it in abundance and He had top notch. But He didn't fool with a lot of other things He didn't need. And that is a good example. That is a great example to follow. Let's read a couple of scriptures. We read this already, but look at it again. In 2 Timothy 2, you don't have to turn there. They'll put them up on the screen for us. 2:4, 2 Timothy 2:4. He said, no man that wars does what? Entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Everything you get, everything you own, everything you're involved with takes time, takes effort, it's got to be maintained or let go, clean it, service it, insurance. Anybody know what I'm talking about? What I mean, and you get a lot of stuff that the Lord didn't tell you to do and didn't tell you to be involved in. It's going to cut into what He did tell you to do.
Yeah, that's good food right there.
Entanglement. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please Him who's chosen him to be a soldier. We do believe in prosperity. We believe God's a good God who will not only give you plenty, but give you more than enough. Excess. But not excess to do just any and everything you decide you want to do. Excess to do what He's telling you to do. Prosperity for His purposes. Focused prosperity. Prosperity with purpose. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you'll be happier. I'll be happier. The fewer distractions we have. I know the Lord, let me read this, 1 Corinthians 7:35, then I'll tell this. He said this concerning marriages and concerning home life. 7:35, He said, I speak the things He just got through saying, for your own profit. Does God want you to profit? not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Lord, how? Without distraction. This world you live in and I live in is a busy, convoluted, distracting place. There are many voices in the world, and they're all saying a bunch of stuff, and most of it's not God. And there are thousands upon thousands of things you can get involved in. Clubs, projects, business deals, hobbies. And it's fine to have some fun and have some things that you enjoy, but you got to watch about even the Word of God being choked out of your life because of the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and other things entering in. Don't you? Don't you? I know a friend of mine that years ago, he was up to his eyes and business, the American dream, all those things. And they began to get serious about God. This is years before we ever met. He told me after the fact what happened. And he said he was praying and telling the Lord, Lord, do you want me to do anything? Do you want us to do anything? I can help you with that answer. How many know God's got a call for everybody? Yeah. Everybody, there's something for you to do in God's work. Maybe you never stand behind a pulpit and preach, but there's something for you to do. Everybody has a place and has a part, has a calling. And so he said the Lord gave him a word so simple. He said, lighten the load for the journey. Lighten the load for the journey. And so he did. He began to liquidate. He began to get out of stuff. And exactly when he did, the Lord gave them direction. And within about a year and a half, we got to know each other. Wow. Never would have met if they hadn't done that. It's too easy to spend all your time taking care of your stuff. And you can get to the point where who's serving who? I mean, I'm running around taking care of all this stuff and see, precious days are clicking by, aren't they? Precious, precious days are clicking by. And it's such a danger to think, well, one of these days we'll get through with all this and we'll get caught up and we'll do something for God. And oh, you have to watch, you'll look up and it'll be time for you to leave here. Today is the day of salvation. Now is God's accepted time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Abounding Ability, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin our Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.